case. The jury thought she couldn't possibly have been raped if she was sitting up there eating candy. And so I said, you had me to dress and come up here for that short rape case? He said, well, I just want to show you how it's done. He said, she wasn't any more raped than nothing in the world. How could you be sitting up there eating candy if she's being raped? I said, I don't know. She might have just had the candy in her mouth for all I know. I'd always take issue with him about everything. But that was the first rape case I ever heard. I said, what were you doing at the time of this alleged rape? She said, I was eating some candy. Anyway, after he died, Zach Jr., my son, took over his office. And I reckon it was, I don't know, 6 months or a year after that, I would not go to the courthouse and listen to Zach Jr. cry a case. What I finally did, Walter, was the jurors. Let's get back. You're not interested in all that.
Okay.
Let's get back to the growth.
Turn it off a minute.
Around Elvin Bill all those years, that I especially the years that I was down here, back in the 50s, and then, you know, later I came back with AD Pies. So I was around your father quite a bit. I was always out here. Elvin called me, and I'd come out and eat. And if I had a problem, I had to come out and tell her about it. And Bill told me one time, because he was always real nice when I came. And he didn't needle me too much because I'd give him back good as he sent.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he couldn't push me too far.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he told me one time, and this was after he was not well at all. And he said, I want to tell you that I appreciate you coming out here and being a friend to Elvin. So, why did you tell me that? He said, because I'm not much comfort for her. Mm-hmm. And says she needs somebody. And I thought, well, yes, she darn sure does. Yeah, you better believe it. But you see, all those years, Gerald, in the background of my mind, all those tales that my grandmother had talked about, Mr. Crow and Gun Lou and all the things, the family that went on in the family, made Bill what he was.
Mm-hmm.
You are your ancestors.
He talked to me about it exactly once. Back in the early 70s, I was around a lot, and I told him I was interested to know about his family life that was coming up. And sometimes you feel like talking about it. I like to. Months later, We were up at the lake one day, and we'd been out working the yard and various things, and we sat down. He said, well, you want to know about my family, why don't you ask me anything like that? So I asked him if he was in the boys' life growing up.
I don't think Bill knew
and he,
too much.
He didn't. Well, he said, for example, I just asked him some general questions. He said, for example, well, that Uncle Gerald left and joined the service to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was desperate just to get away.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And he described some of the bickering that went back and forth,
mm-hmm.
how hard it was.
And you can you imagine?
Daddy did.
But you know, talking about Gerald Grow, now I had forgotten that name, but all the tales I've heard about Gerald Grow, and who was it he was supposed to be in love with? Not Vivian.
Sig loved Annabelle.
Yeah.
Gerald's Annie Lou Hood, Annie Lou Fudge, I believe.
I believe so too, but there was a romance there.
Yeah.
But he was killed on the horse, wasn't he?
No, that was Vivian's friend, Crystal Cook.
Crystal Cook, yeah, all right, I got my tails mixed up.
That was the one she was engaged to.
But you know.
But Gerald was about 17, I think, when he went away, but he was mad with his daddy.
Yeah.
He was rebellious.
Yeah.
Mr. Grove tried to push him around.
Mm.
He wouldn't be pushed. And he left and joined the Navy.
But you see, those were the years when the father would take a buggy whip or that belt and beat children. Yeah, they beat them. that was the discipline. They beat them. But I've got the Crystal Cook and Jail mixed up.
Well, Crystal Cook was Mrs. Tools.
Yeah, yeah. But Jail was supposed to be in love with somebody.
And I believe it was Andrew Fudd. Somebody told me that. I've forgotten.
I believe it was, too. I believe it was.
Of course, I wasn't there. Nobody would know, but D. Witt, and he doesn't know anything now.
No, Grandma Bush knew. You better believe, and I...